Entertainment lawyer Kevin Morris emerges as major figure in Hunter Biden investigation. By Wendell Hasebo on May 16, 2023. Kevin Morris, a Los Angeles entertainment lawyer, has emerged as a main character in the Hunter Biden investigation. As the husband of Gabrielle Morgerman, one of the most powerful women in the entertainment industry, Morris is a legal heavyweight with tentacles in nearly every aspect of Hunter Biden's professional life. In 2022, news reports surfaced that Hunter Biden retained Morris to oversee his public relations and media strategies. In turn, Morris reportedly paid Hunter's over $2 million IRS tax delinquency and bankrolled his $30,000 a month apartment in Malibu, California. Morris runs a successful law firm. He launched the firm in 1996 and has represented A-list celebrities, such as Matthew McConaughey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Scarlett Johansson. He has also written and produced documentaries and helped negotiate a South Park deal for $900 million. The entertainment lawyer is at the center of Hunter Biden's newfound career of painting modern art, an occupation connected to the art market known for corruption. Morris helped Hunter forge a framework to sell art to anonymous buyers through a dealer with ties to the Chinese art market. Morris was also involved in Hunter's 2021 controversial memoir. According to the New York Post, both Morris and Hunter Biden are represented by the same agents. As a longtime Democrat donor, Hunter Biden and Morris met in 2019 after the Hollywood lawyer donated to then-candidate Joe Biden's presidential campaign, the New York Times reported. Morris has since earned the reputation of being Hunter Biden's sugar brother and fixer. Morris heads Hunter Biden's high-power defense against potential tax fraud and gun violation charges and 9 potential violations involving congressional probes. The president's son is also battling the mother of his child in an Arkansas court to reduce his $20,000 per month child support payments. Morris is a major figure in the ever-thickening Hunter Biden investigations. Last week, Breitbart News exclusively reported that Morris controls Scanny Atlas LLC with a 10% stake in BHR Partners, a Chinese state-backed investment fund founded just days after Hunter and President Joe Biden visited China in 2013. BHR Partners' website boasts 15 billion Chinese yuan in various portfolio companies, translating to over 2 billion USD. Its portfolio of companies includes Heneges Automotive, Didi Chuxing, Wadigan Mining Company, and Tanke Furigur Mining. According to Chinese public records from Baidu, Scanny Atlas LLC maintains a 10% stake in BHR Partners. Hunter controlled Scanny Atlas LLC as the sole governor until its dissolution in September 2021, a Washington, D.C., registration indicates. After President Joe Biden assumed the White House, Hunter Biden, under pressure due to a conflict of interest, allegedly divested from BHR Partners. A member of Hunter Biden's legal counsel told The Times in the fall of 2021 that his client no longer holds any interest, directly or indirectly, in either BHR or Scanny Atlas. But documents obtained, confirmed, and authenticated by Breitbart News show Kevin Morris is the managing partner of Scanny Atlas LLC and that Scanny Atlas has a 10% stake in the BHR venture. When Breitbart News requested comment from Morris about when and from whom he acquired control of Scanny Atlas and whether he paid USD or yuan for the stake, Morris did not respond. Morris was also asked if he conveyed any type of consideration for the stake acquired in order to assume control of Scanny Atlas, to which he did not respond. Scanny Atlas LLC is named after a town in New York State between Rochester and Syracuse. Scanny Atlas means Long Lake, which is a part of the Finger Lakes in central New York State. Hunter Biden has a back tattoo of the Finger Lakes. Through Scanny Atlas, Hunter reportedly profited from orchestrating the sale of an American-owned cobalt mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo for $2.65 billion, Breitbart News reported. It is unknown how much money Hunter profited from the deal. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.